than James Harden, who's now tied with Elgin Baylor, Kobe Bryant, and LeBron James in that category. Those are crazy names. And you know, every time he does something like this, you have to reconsider Daryl Morey's statement that he's maybe the greatest offensive weapon in NBA history, because the evidence just keeps adding up.
The evidence is adding up, and what I like what he said, Matt, he's putting in the work, and that's what you appreciate. Each summer, we may think of, what's a one-legged three-point shot? You should never take that in the game.
Yeah.
Well, he's worked on it. Now he's mastered. Now his step back. He can step to the side. He can step back. Or he pump fakes and drives the ball and gets to the lane and gets fouled. 16 of 17 from the free throw line tonight. So to your point, Daryl Morey is on to something. Yes, we love Michael, and you see Wilt's stats. But right now, James Harden today is challenging all those stats, because every night he's getting to the free throw line and putting up huge numbers.
And you see everybody try different things. We saw Milwaukee overplay his
left side. Oh, remember that last year? They jumped. Like, hey,
this season already as well. What is the antidote for James Harden?
I'm old school, Matt. I'm sending another guy at him, putting two people on him. Let someone else beat you. If P.J. Tucker makes 10 threes, you go shake his hand, you lose. But we know James Harden gets 59. I'm tired of seeing that lose if I'm an opponent.
Yeah, they might do that, though. They might hit 10 threes.
You never
as
know.
As a team, they might hit 30 threes.
Exactly.
Doing that.